as freely, I don't believe,
as a shower.
Wow.
And what do you call the sort of vapor in the air that when you're driving?
Fog.
And then you say, this was really, this morning, it was a very...
A foggy morning, or muggy, or...
All right. And what about when there has been no rain for a long time?
Oh, this is a terrible dry spell, oh, the weather has been so dry.
Do you have a word for something that's even worse than a dry spell? The crops are just, the ground is parched. Do you think of
that? Parched is good, and we need rain very badly.
Very badly. But a synonym, perhaps, for a dry spell, much even stronger than a dry spell, just a... Do you ever use the word drought?
Well,
right. And how would you call that word?
Drought. Mm-hmm. Is the way I spend. I mean, say it.
Right, and then if there has been no wind, and then the wind is obvious, how would you say this has happened? The wind is...
Well, I think you'd say rising. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you mean, I suppose.
Right. And then if there has been a strong wind and it begins to subside, how would you say that?
It has calmed, subsided is a good word.
And what if it's just a light wind, but it's going away?
Gentle breeze.
Right, it's, would you say, going down?
No.
Easy?
It's calmer.
Calmer. How would you describe if you go out and it's not really cold, but there's a feeling of cold in the air? This morning it's a little bit
chilly.
And what about when there's a bit of white on the top, you know, the beginning of cold?
Frost.
Mm-hmm. And
a good frost.
And the top of the lake or the pond was cold enough that it actually becomes hard.
Frozen.
And you say, yes, last night the lake
froze over.
And that thin
sheet of ice.
Would you have a word to say appeared just last night, the lake? Anything other than froze over for that? Froze over just into a thin sheet?
I don't know.
One on that, all right. What about...
We don't have that much yet.
Well,
I guess maybe.
Never happens, sir. Almost never happens.
Seldom.
Right.
I don't have a lake either, sir.
Right. the room in the house where guests are entertained. Now, the word you use now, any that you might remember, your grandfather or your children or grandchildren, if you were to have them, what would you have? What would you think might be used for this?
Do you mean the bedroom?
No, the room where you visit and talk with people.
Oh, where parlor was the word when I was a child, and then of course
now you use
living room, and ours is a library where we sit, of course.
Right.
But in our other house, we had one that we called family room, which was a more informal room than our library.
Family. And to describe the height of the room, you'd say this room is
so many feet high.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what are the other rooms that you might have in the house besides the
bedrooms and bathrooms and guest rooms? And what did I leave out? Breakfast room. Ours is more of a family dining room.
Right.
And a close dining room.
Right. And what about that part of the house where the smoke is taken outside?
Chimney.
And the part of the fireplace that sticks out into the room?
Hob.
And the things in there that you put the wood across?
Andirons.
And the piece across the top?
Mantle is what I